take your Bibles this morning and open with me for about 10 minutes to the Gospel of Mark in chapter 5. Mark chapter 5. Glad to see you this morning. Thank you for coming. You're standing. We honor the reading of God's word this morning. Mark chapter 5. I want to begin reading in verse 25. We're going to jump in right in the middle. Of the story. Mark chapter 5 verse 25. Amen. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said, come on, man. They didn't really say that. And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude pressing thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, your faith have made you whole. Go in peace and be whole of your plague. Father, I pray you'll speak to us this morning in such a way that all of us would understand it. And Father, that we'll be able to make a wise and good decision with the word that you speak. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to talk to us this morning from this thought or this idea. In desperate times, you need determined faith. In desperate times, you need a determined faith. In this text that we've read together, out of all that we can see and out of all that we can learn, I want us to leave this morning understanding that this is a desperate woman with a determined faith. She is desperate. She's desperate for deliverance. She's desperate for a change. She is desperate for a breakthrough. This is a desperate woman. And like all of us here this morning, this woman's issue, this woman's circumstances has brought her to a place of brokenness and misery. She's desperate. She is at wit's end. She is in despair. No doubt she feels hopeless. I'm sure that there is an emptiness and a pain in this woman that would be hard for her to put into words. Life has a way of bringing you to some desperate moments. Life has a way of bringing you to some places where it feels like all hope is gone. That's where we find this girl. She's desperate. Listen, she's broken. She is full of sadness and misery. And unfortunately, for her as well as for us, unfortunately, it takes some desperate situations in order to bring us to the feet of Jesus Christ. Unfortunately, for most of us, we have to be broken by circumstances before we can be healed by the Master. Amen. Life has broken her. Her issue has broken her. She's a desperate woman. She needs a change. She can look at herself. She can look at this unnatural issue that she has. She can look at the weakness in her own body and know that she cannot go on very much longer like this. Amen. Mark, the background to this miracle, Mark tells us that Jesus has once again returned to Capernaum. When he makes it back to Capernaum, in verses 22 and 20 through 24, the Bible tells us that there is a man by the name of Jairus who's waiting on the shores to see Jesus. Jairus' daughter is sick. In fact, in Jairus' own words, he tells Jesus that his daughter is at the point of death. She's dying. And Mark tells us that Jesus is going to Jairus' house to heal his daughter. I have to wonder, would Jairus have ever come to Jesus if his daughter hadn't been sick? I have to wonder, would Jairus have ever sought the help and the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ if he hadn't had a crisis at home? Sometimes God have to create. God have to allow some pressing situations, some crisis, some painful situations in our lives in order to get us to come to Jesus. Amen. Amen. There are some folks here this morning. You are either in a crisis or you're headed to a crisis, and you think it's the devil. But could it be that God is using that crisis? Could it be that God is using that issue of blood? Could it be that God is using that dying child in order to shake you to your senses so that you will humble yourself and call on Jesus? Lord, help me this morning. Amen. So Jesus is on his way to Jairus' house. But while he is traveling, he crossed paths with a desperate woman with a determined faith. Listen, your desperation will always indicate what kind of faith you got. Listen, your issue will reveal the kind of faith that you have. You see, Jeff Jordan, it don't take no faith to walk upright when things are going good. Listen, but when the crisis comes, when life turns on you, when the bottom falls out, listen, you need a determined faith in desperate times. He runs across this woman. He crosses his path with this woman who is desperate, but she has a determined faith. I want to say something about it. God will always honor real faith. Listen, that is all I got, so come on, just get in the bit. It does not matter how desperate the moment is, as long as you got a faith that leans on Jesus. Amen. Listen to me. Let me just say it this way, maybe you'll understand it. All of us will have some desperate moments in our lives. You'll have some moment, and listen to me, some of us are flying high right now. Amen. Oh, things couldn't be no better than what they are now. Amen. You got money in your bank account. What you used to have to eat just peanut butter and crackers, now you can afford some bologna. Amen. Some of us have come through some problems that we thought was going to take us out. Amen. And what happens to us a lot of times is that when we come through a storm and we're better off on the other side of the storm than what we were when we went in the storm, what happens to us is that we forget that's not the last storm that's going to come. Now, here's what we do. I'm closing. Here's what we do. We come through it. Oh, you can't beat us praying and shouting and singing. In the midst of that thing, listen to me, Adam. Listen, in the midst of that thing, we are praying. We're calling folks, asking them to pray. Amen. And we get through it, and we forget what got us through it, and we forget that that's not the last storm that's going to come my way. So she's desperate. Now watch this. Listen. She's desperate. But the thing about this old girl is that she got a tough kind of faith. Amen. She got a faith. She's got, unfortunately, not like most of our faith, but she's got a faith that is determined. I want you to see, first of all, I want you to see the problem that this woman got. Mark tells us in verse 25, and a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years. Now I want to just park right there for just a minute. Because listen, when you study this verse, what you learn is that first of all, this woman had a continual problem. She had a hemorrhaging. She was bleeding all of the time. It was a continual problem. In the Greek, Tommy, this word issue here means flowing. Every day she flowed. Every night she flowed. Listen, it was a continual, every day, ongoing problem. Have you ever had a every day, every night, ongoing, never stopping issue? Her flow, listen, her hemorrhaging, her bleeding was continual, but not only was it continual, listen, it lasted a long time. 12 years. Is a long time to deal with the same problem. For 12 years, no matter what else entered in her life, she still had to deal with this issue. For 12 years, she put up with a no good husband. I gotta try to help you get where I'm at. For 12 years, he had to put up with an unfaithful wife. Amen. For 12 years, she had to put up with crazy children. For 12 years, she had to put up with a bad pastor. For 12 years, he had to put up with ungrateful folks. Listen, 12 years is a long time. Not only is it continual, not only has she endured a long time, but listen, the issue that she had was beyond the help of any man. How do you know that? Well, look with me in verse 26, because verse 26 tells us, and had suffered many things of many physicians. She had spent all of her money and was none better. The issue that she had, the problem that she had, it was beyond the help of any person. Have you ever had a problem? And no matter where you took it, other than to Jesus, couldn't find no help. You see, let me tell you what God will do. God will bring you to some places in life that will show you that you can't put the same kind of trust in man that you need to have in him. Man's intentions may be good, but I'm telling you, man is weak at his very best. There are some of us this morning who got more confidence in a person than we do in Christ. Mark tells us in verse 26, she has suffered many things of many physicians and was nothing better. There comes a time in your life, listen. There comes a time in your life when you have to stop leaning on your pastor. Do you hear me? There comes a time, listen to me, there comes a time in your life when you got to understand that this thing is between me and the Lord. I get so brokenhearted over people. Because listen, there's some of us, after all these years, we still haven't learned that Jesus Christ is the only solution to our problems. She had a problem. Solid Rock, she had a problem that nobody, no human man could help her with. Amen. But listen, not only did she have a problem that nobody could help her, but check this out, listen. She had an issue that had bankrupted her. Look what verse 26 says again. And had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had. Underline that. She was broke. She had spent all of her resources. She had spent all everything in her 401k trying to get healed. She had borrowed as much money as she could from a friend. She had spent everything trying to get healed. And I want to tell you something this morning. Listen to me. There are some of us who are investing our time and our resources and our energies trying to get healed of something that only Jesus Christ can fix. Amen. She was broke. She was broke. She had spent all of her money trying to clear up this issue, trying to get well of this bleeding problem. But then Mark tells us one last thing in verse 26. Mark tells us that she's getting worse. Look at the last part of verse 26. And was nothing better, but grew worse. I want to say something to you this morning. Now, if you're listening, say amen. The longer you try to fix your issue yourself and stay away from Jesus, it's getting worse. Listen to me. If you don't believe me, just look at your life. Just take a good, honest look. Be honest with yourself. I mean, you can lie to me, that's all right, but you ought not lie to yourself. I mean, it's not wise, it's not smart, it's not healthy to lie to yourself. You ought to tell yourself the truth. Now, if self can't tell you the truth, there's a problem between self and you. Amen. Look at you. Look at you. You're not getting stronger, you're getting weaker. You're not getting more ready to meet Jesus, you're going in the opposite direction. Listen, you're not more prepared to face the storm that's coming, you're less prepared. The longer you stay away from Jesus Christ, the worse you get. She's sick. And she's not getting better. She's getting worse, and the devil is smart. I'm telling you, I close with this moment. Listen, the devil is smart because the devil understands if he's going to have good success in your life, he got to keep you away from Jesus. Everything that he's doing in your life, listen, he don't care about your money. He don't care about what kind of car you drive. He don't care about what kind of house you live in. He don't care about what kind of friends you got. He want to keep you away from Jesus Christ. Because he knows the disease that you got will eventually kill you if you don't get to the right kind of doctor. This old girl is desperate. But I want to tell you this, not only is she desperate, she got one thing going for her. She got a determined faith. She got a faith that won't quit. She got a faith that won't give up. Listen to me. She got a faith that is determined that if Jesus is back in town, he's going to see me before the day's over. I got four or five, but I'm just going to give you two of them because I can tell. Y'all getting restless. But listen, two things that excited me, bro, Charlie, about this girl's faith. Number one, she acted on what she heard. verse 26 tell us that she simply heard about Jesus. She had never met him for herself. She didn't know who he was. But somewhere along the way, she heard that he could heal. She heard that he could change her life. Maybe it was the man who had all of the demons and Jesus healed him. Maybe he passed through the neighborhood shouting out the name of Jesus. Maybe it was the man who was blind from birth. But somehow or another, she heard about Jesus. But watch this. She acted on what she heard. Now let me tell you something. It don't matter what you hear. Unless you act on it, it won't do you any good. And there's some here this morning. I'm going to give you a word. And God expects you to act on it. Now listen, here's the word. The word is that the same Jesus who healed this woman of her issue is present at Solid Rock this morning, and he will heal you of the issue that you got. Now, you've heard the message. You've heard the report. But you need to do what this woman did. You need to act on what you heard. But let me tell you one last thing about determined faith. Determined faith, listen, determined faith have to learn how to talk to himself to encourage himself. The Bible said, that she said, I ain't got to have no meeting with him. He ain't got to take me out to lunch. He ain't got to buy me coffee. He ain't even got to speak to me. But I know if I can just get close enough to him to touch the hem of his garment, something good is going to happen. Now listen to me. God wants to heal you, not only physically, but spiritually. He wants to do something awesome in your life. Listen, he wants to liberate you from that thing that's been holding you back. He wants to heal you of that thing that won't stop flowing. He wants to deliver you from that whatever that is that's robbing you of your joy and your peace. Amen. This old girl had the kind of faith that talked to herself. Can't you imagine her, Jimmy? Here she is. She's got this unnatural, unhealthy issue. Everywhere she go, according to Leviticus chapter 15, she makes it unclean. Can't you imagine how the old devil want to keep her away from Jesus? So all the time she's in the kitchen washing the few dishes that she got from eating the little food that she had, and she's thinking about going to try to get close to Jesus, the devil is telling her, he don't want to see you. You ain't worthy to be in his presence. You've made too many mistakes. The reason why you got that issue is because of something you did back young anyway. Can't you hear him saying that them folks dying there don't want to be around you? Listen. Can't you hear him saying that if you go down there, if they don't stone you, they're going to laugh at you? You see, the devil will do anything that he can to keep you away from Jesus. But what I like about this old girl, that she got up, she said, listen, I don't have to meet him. I don't have to hear a sermon from him. Listen, if I can just get close enough to touch him, I know something's going to change in my life. I'm telling you, listen to me. And I'm through. Desperate times is coming. They come into us as a nation, and they're coming to you as an individual. I promise you, if you keep breathing and Jesus tarry, there is going to be a day when your faith going to have to deal with the desperate times. Let me ask you a question this morning, and only you can answer it. How's your faith? How's your faith this morning? How's your faith, Michelle? Listen, I didn't ask you how often you come to church. I didn't ask you how much money you give. You see, if your faith is right, all those things gonna come naturally anyway. How's your faith? Because in these last days, only your faith is gonna be able to deal with the desperate times that's coming. You stand with me this morning. That's my little message.